One of the things we most like to do here on Stateside is highlight success stories in Michigan, share with people what's working well and why. Well, one of those Michigan success stories is the Little Traverse Conservancy. If you've enjoyed the beauty of northern Michigan, it's a good bet the Little Traverse Conservancy had something to do with it. It's one of the oldest nature conservancies in the state. We often hear talk about rebuilding Michigan, but what about preserving it? Well, let's talk now with Tom Bailey. He's the executive director of the Little Traverse Conservancy, and he joins us from Petoskey. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Tom, you are closing in on, it's got to be hard to believe, 30 years as executive director. What do you think, Tom, has been the biggest success of the Little Traverse Conservancy over that time?
Well, I think it's the fact that the Conservancy was uniquely created as an organization to help people in a community work in what I think Adam Smith would have referred to as their own enlightened self-interest. And it combines conservation with economics, with quality of life. Obviously, we're a resort and tourist area here, so natural beauty is important. Our number one industry here is the tourist and recreational business. But also, those of us who live here because we like it. We like the outdoors. We like the natural beauty. For some, it's hunting. For some, it's mushrooming. For some, it's birding. You know, all sorts of interests. But the one thing that we all have in common is the beautiful land around here. That's why we're here in the first place. So the way I like to put it is that the Conservancy sort of demonstrates that land conservation is not only good business, it's good for business.
So it's not just conservation for conservation's sake.
Right. I'm sort of famous in this business, I guess, for asking my staff and every project that we do, when we talked about protecting land, I always ask two questions. Protect it from what and for what? A lot of times the from what question comes easily. People say, well, you know, we don't want development. We don't want subdivision. We don't want signs and billboards. We don't want, you know, gravel pits and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But when you say for what, certainly it's for nature for its own sake. I mean, we need natural land. We need to maintain our water quality and our forests and so on. But I think it goes deeper than that, and it's for people. It's for us to enjoy. One of the things we do is offer education programs every season of the year, and we take anywhere from 4,000 to 7,000 children out on our preserves every year to learn about the outdoors in the outdoors. And so I think, you know, those things that we're preserving it for the scenic views, for people to take a hike, it enhances just the inherent value of nature itself, which is certainly important, but it personalizes it. It brings it home. It puts us directly in not only in touch with nature, but involved with it and as a part of it. And so, you know, I'd like to think that we're helping to confirm that the land is a community to which we belong, as Aldo Leopold put it, and that what we're doing through the Conservancy is helping people to recognize and enjoy that.
Well, your group at Little Traverse Conservancy, you have some unusual nature preserves that don't fit the typical mold. You look into urban areas and you're able to do that. Talk to us about those, because it's something that other groups and other communities can learn from.
You know, a lot of us, when we were growing up, whether we lived in rural areas or in town, I think most of us had some sort of an experience of a place where we went to enjoy the outdoors. You know, maybe it was just a couple of vacant lots in the city, or maybe it was a stream crossing down the road or a park or something. But one thing that a lot of people have in common is that when we were growing up, there was a green open space that we went to, and we had adventures, and we learned, and we grew, and we played with our friends, and so on. And so that idea of keeping nature close at hand for everyone is one of our driving principles. So that applies not only, you know, to the sweeping 2 miles of frontage on the Great Lakes that are, you know, several miles out of town, but also just a couple of acres in town where there are woods and wetlands and places where people can have adventures or just get away from the hustle and bustle. All of those things are important to make sure that we have natural areas close at hand for everyone.
Tom, what do you see as the biggest threats to land preservation in Michigan right now in 2013?
Well, one of the things that I say about the biggest challenge that we're facing in land conservation is actually reversing the institutional momentum of manifest destiny. And that sounds like a big thing when I say it, but what I'm referring to there is the fact that most of our institutions relating to land, our governmental, legal, financial institutions that relate to land, were created in the 19th century when there was this attitude of expansion and manifest destiny, and land was sort of a commodity to be used. And it was seen as unlimited, and it was important to protect civilization from the ravages of the wild. Well, now in the 21st century, I think the tables have turned, and it's important to protect what's left of the wild from the ravages of civilization. And that institutional momentum that led to all of these incentives for development and building and everything, you know, may have made sense when there were fewer than 100 million people in this country and land was seen as unlimited. But now we're closing in on 350 million people in the country. We know that land is not unlimited. And in order to preserve our heritage as Americans and those open spaces, whether it's the woods of the Northeast or the prairies of the Central Heartland or the West Coast, all of these, the Great Lakes, we need to save what's left of those and not treat land the same way that we did in the 19th century. So that's an overriding principle challenge. I think more to the point in Michigan, as you asked, I think, you know, Governor Snyder has really hit on something when he said he wants to make Michigan the trail state. By that, he wants to connect everybody to recreational trails and natural areas, and that's at the heart of what we're trying to do here at the Conservancy, to keep nature close at hand for everyone. So I think that this challenge of completing our statewide trail network and enhancing it is a big one, to make sure that everybody in our state, particularly children who don't have driver's licenses, you know, that they can ride their bikes or walk or you know, push themselves on a longboard or whatever they do, rollerblade, to get to areas where they can enjoy some outdoor recreation, whether it's, you know, ball fields and playgrounds or natural areas with streams and hills and trees to climb and things to enjoy. The third challenge, I would say, that faces us in Michigan is a cultural challenge, and that is the fact that we're spending so much time looking at screens and televisions and computers and mobile devices that we need to remind ourselves to unplug once in a while, to hit the off button, to flip the silent switch, and escape to the outdoors. There's a guy named Richard Louve, L-O-U-V, who wrote a book called Last Child in the Woods. And in it, he documents scientific research that shows that children do better academically, socially, and cognitively if they spend more time outdoors. He's basically demonstrating through academic research what the poet Walt Whitman wrote about back in the 1860s when he wrote that the secret of making the best persons is to grow in the open air and to eat and sleep with the earth. You know, whether you believe the poet or the professor, it's true that it's good for us to spend time outdoors. And as Louve documents in his book, children today are spending a lot less time outdoors than previous generations, and it's not necessarily that healthy for them.
Tom Bailey is the executive director of the Little Traverse Conservancy, and you can learn more about them at their website at landtrust.org. And Tom was kind enough to join us from the Crooked Tree Arts Center in Petoskey. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you so very much.